What's up, guys? Scorpion Daily. We are back again. Today is Thursday, and I've actually been very much on top of the daily episodes. I've been pushing a lot, and just want to pump as much content out there as possible. Also, still want to provide massive amounts of value in any way, shape, or form. And today, we're going to use ChatGPT to kind of help us out a little bit. Let me look up. So we're actually going to do this together. I'm going to show you guys what I'm typing in as I'm typing it in. So I'm basically going to say how to provide value. What topics should I discuss? So I know it's pretty general. Actually, it looks like solve problems, educational content, inspiration, and motivation. So let's do that. What can I talk about? You're giving inspiration or motivation. What can I talk about for giving inspiration or motivation? Personal success stories. That's a big one. It's kind of hard for me to dive deep into my personal success stories. I tend to downplay my successes, and I think that's why I have a hard time pulling out personal success stories. Number two says overcoming adversity. Oof, I've had quite a bit of adversity in my time. Number three is setting and achieving goals. Setting goals is very important. Although, if you don't reach your goals by a certain deadline, it's not the end of the world. You know, don't beat yourself up. But, yeah, goal setting is very, very much important because it actually shows that you have a direction that you're headed in as opposed to, you know, just not knowing where you're going, not knowing why you're doing certain things. And so staying focused and staying motivated towards those goals is very important. Number four, I talk about quite a bit, which is mindset shifts. It says, discuss the power of positive thinking and adopting a growth mindset. Share techniques for cultivating a positive outlook, even in challenging situations. I think I do this one quite a bit on the podcast already. I always talk about positive thinking and adopting a growth mindset. My techniques are very simple. You know, I just completely understand that there are people who have it much worse than I do. So, you know, my challenging situations would be considered minuscule towards someone else's in the world. And that's how I stay positive. That's how I continue to have a positive outlook. Number five, learning from failures. Yeah, failures is great. I fail all the time. I think I don't dwell too much on the failures. I just lose at something, or, you know, we all have adversity, so learning from them is very important. I think that's what leads to success. Number six says quotes and affirmations. Ooh, I feel like I jump into that from time to time. You know, a quote of mine is, actually, I'll share it from my new book. Ooh, it's not out yet. But here's the quote from myself. I said, in a world full of distractions and chaos, the only voice that can cut through the noise is your own. I think that's powerful. At least, I think so. Number seven is time management and productivity. So as we can see, you know, ChatGPT is basically doing the thinking for us. All we have to do is just expand on these ideas. But very important that they offer so much. Offer tips for effective time management and productivity. I think I do a very good job of this by not judging myself, but then also, like, staying dedicated. Effective time management, just do the work, you know, making those hard decisions, staying disciplined. is very important. You know, sometimes I have the choice of, do I want to work on something I said that I was going to work on? Or do I just want to watch Netflix or play video games? And a lot of times I'll make the right choice. I'll make the conscious decision of, hey, no, wait, I'm going to do the thing that I said I was going to do. And that allows me to stay productive. It says here, show how small consistent efforts can lead to significant achievements over time. Yeah, we can look at this like in finance. If you put away a penny a day or even a dollar a day, and you just let it grow in an investment portfolio, those small consistent efforts, those small deposits every day can lead to some significant achievements over time, most definitely. And then I think also if you can increase the consistent efforts, like let's say you're doing push-ups and you do one push-up a day, I think throughout the year you should continue to increase the number of push-ups that you do per day, and so get it up to 5 a day, you know, get it up to 10 a day, and then sure enough you can get up to 20 30 40 50 100, right? And then now you've gotten yourself to a place where most people don't get to, which is, you know, they're not even doing one push-up a day, you're doing 100 a day. Like, that is insane. You are 100 times more effective or more productive in that area than they are. 100 times, which is just huge. So yeah, very, very important to ramp up the amount of efforts that you're doing. So like, let's say you're doing the saving money and you're putting away a dollar a day. You're saving $1 a day. Eventually you need to get to the point where you're saving $10 a day. And then you get to a point where you're, you know, saving 25. Like, that's where you see the real growth. Number 8 says building confidence. Discuss strategies for building self-confidence. Self-confidence comes in a form of, yeah, like, believing in yourself. Knowing that you can do things. But I think one of the coolest strategies for building self-confidence is just actually starting and try to accomplish one task, no matter how small. Because if you can accomplish something, that in turn builds self-confidence right away. So share personal anecdotes or stories of individuals who transform their lives by boosting their confidence. Yeah, I heard a story of this one guy who would, he would knock on people's doors and he would ask something really, really weird. Like, can I take a picture of myself in your backyard? That kind of thing. And eventually he got to a point where none of it just mattered anymore. In terms of like being embarrassed and stuff. He just had massive confidence and he totally didn't value how people saw him. Like in a negative light. Number 9 says embracing change. Highlight the positive aspects of change and growth. I'm 100% believing that embracing change has to be like a superpower of the modern day. You know, there's a lot of kids who don't like change, and then there's a lot of adults, you know, seniors that don't like change. It's all across the spectrum, you know. So the positive aspects of change and growth that I've seen for me is just like getting to a better place, you know, getting to a happier place. Change and growth allows things to get a lot easier too. You know, if you're building muscles, like, and you can be building mental muscles too, a lot of the problems and challenges that you face start to become very easy. So those are the positive aspects of change and growth. If you want your life to get easier, if you want things to be on easy mode, you're going to have to utilize some change and growth. Discuss how embracing change can lead to new opportunities and personal development. Yeah, of course. I mean, embracing change, you can land yourself into a new career, a new position, with new people. You can be doing bigger projects. in terms of personal development, you could become someone who you admire. You can become someone great, and you can be that person. So I think what's cooler than like looking at someone and saying, I really like who this person is and I really wish I could be like them, I think the coolest thing to happen is where you actually become like them, and you know, you inspire others, or you might even outperform them. You might do something way bigger than they've done. So I think that's like the coolest thing that can happen with embracing change. Number 10 is finding passion and purpose. Explore the importance of aligning one's work and life with personal passions. Yeah, I've been saying this a lot of times, like, you're never going to beat someone who is passionate about what they do. So let's say, like, you're a golf player, but someone's more passionate than you are. You won't be able to beat them. That's just how it's going to work, because they're going to put in more time, more effort. They love the game more than you do, so they're just obviously going to become much better. So that's the importance, is like, if you're going to do something in life, you want to be the best at it. And like, the only way you're going to be best at it is if you're very passionate about it. So instead of picking something and then becoming passionate, why don't you find what you're already passionate about, even if it's like, seems silly, and then just do that. For a lot of people, it's a drawing. A lot of people do like sketches, and they're like very, they like sketches a lot, so, but they can never see themselves doing it for a living. And I think that's the problem that's happening right now in society. Share stories of individuals who found purpose and fulfillment by pursuing what they love. Yeah, I'm a walking testimony of that, of course. I've found a lot of purpose and fulfillment by pursuing the things I love to do. It's the best. It's honestly the best thing in the world. I wouldn't trade it for anything. There's plenty of individuals who've found purpose and fulfillment. Steve Irwin was one of those guys. Crocodile Hunter. You know, it's just look up a lot of these people. They're out there. Gratitude practices. Discuss the transformative power of gratitude. Look, gratitude's going to get you out of a lot of ruts. It's going to get you out of a lot of your negative thinking, negative mindsets when you go into a dark place. Gratitude is everything. So that's the biggest, big power of gratitude. I've been really jumping into that a lot. It's not like something that, oh, you know, I've learned gratitude and that's it. No, gratitude is a daily practice. It's a daily discipline. Even for people who have gratitude, you have to practice daily, and you have to embrace gratitude daily. Like, that's just the way it is. Provide practical tips for incorporating gratitude into daily life to enhance overall well-being. Yeah, practical tips for incorporating gratitude is when you wake up, you know, what is the first thing you think of? The first things you should think of is, man, I'm in such a great place to have a bed, to have clothes, to have a fan on at night, to have water. Even right before you go to bed, look around your surroundings. I'm sure you have a lot of cool things. Go one by one and be grateful for each one of those things. Be grateful for your health. Be grateful for where your life is at. Be grateful for the job you have, you know. At least you have a job, right? It's just so much. Be grateful for your favorite music artist, for your favorite book, for your favorite movie, for your favorite TV show, for your pets, for your family, for your friends. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can basically be grateful for everything. And then I think the real cool thing starts to happen when you are grateful for your challenges, for your difficulties. Being grateful for the failures, being grateful for the tough times, being grateful for those tough people, for the challenges in your life. Like if you run into someone who's overtly negative, or you have someone who's trying to weigh you down, maybe it's a stalker, maybe it's a hater. I mean, you know, these are some extreme examples, but I think the power really comes when you're grateful for them, because when you're grateful for the things that are trying to pull you down and you overcome those things, you're grateful for the bad things because they made you stronger. So that's some practical tips for incorporating gratitude into your daily life. Last one here says, creating a vision board. Now, this is something that I haven't done. I've seen other people do it, and it seems kind of cool. It says to create a vision board to visualize your goals. It could be like a whiteboard, or it could be poster board. And it's like a daily reminder of your aspirations in order to keep you motivated, keep you top of mind. To me, I don't really have anything like that, but I think to each his own, like everyone needs something that's going to work for them. And, you know, maybe one day I will get a vision board and put it up on the wall and write on it. I think that'd be cool. But other than that, recording a podcast today with the one and only Dom Jackson. So really excited to see what happens. He's got two Somethings in a Pod podcast, and that's a podcast that talks about culture, NFTs, music, life, just a whole lot of cool stuff that's happening in the world these days. And I'm actually really grateful to be connected with him. So I think we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna riff and raff together and learn a lot about each other, but also providing value. So be ready for the clips that are gonna come from that. But other than that, I'm really excited. Really, really excited. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. And yeah, just stay grateful. Provide yourself some more mental peace, some more mental clarity. You owe it to yourself to do that. Thanks. Have a wonderful day.